to another worldwide podcast of universal uttery. So I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We are in chapter 17 with verses 9 through 13. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, "Do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." Then the disciples asked him, "Why do the scribes say that Elijah must come first?" He said in reply, "Elijah will indeed come and restore all things, but I tell you that Elijah has already come, and they did not recognize him, but did to him whatever they pleased. So also will the Son of Man suffer at their hands." Then the disciples understood that he was speaking to them of John the Baptist. How strong would they be without their Messiah by their side? Seemingly silent about the facts, Jesus explains where first they must be quiet about seeing the fame, you know, the court of prophets that Jesus did claim. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared. But nothing was said about Jesus saying to say nothing until he was raised from the dead. A fact that puzzles me as I sit and wonder why, realizing they must keep him in sight, lest they deny, as one will soon do when he lets out a cry. Then again, Jesus tells them, "So also will the Son of Man suffer at their hands." This leads to no discussion about their Messiah leaving soon. A suffering death was discussed, but not recognized as doomed. Nobody wants to let go of Jesus, not his disciples, not his followers, and certainly not us 2,000 years later. In our lives, we must leave room to keep Jesus by our side in everything we do. No separation anxiety, no ugliness will loom. Stay in him, as the disciples once did. Even after denying him, did Jesus allow them to wed all of humanity to sweet Mother Church. Fed by his body, we are the calm in a world that is berserk. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord, I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers from my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Evan. We pray for Boston, a.k.a. Keith. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother, for the sister of Jackie. Daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma, and prayers for a friend and his wife for a baby to be born. Praying for my cousins Cheryl and Joe. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from a study of Matthew's Gospel. We are in chapter 17 with our practice today of verses 9 through 13. Three stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, "Messiah, to die, he did dare." Jesus encouraged on mountain journey down. Silent remain of vision, until my passing has been found. From death I will be raised, salvation will be sound. Disciples then ask about Elijah, making Jesus reply with a frown. First come Elijah, say scribes, why? Replying, Jesus, things all restored by Elijah indeed. Come already, Elijah, they did deny his cry. Him they did do anything they please. Man's son also must suffer by hands theirs. Understanding disciples, John the Baptist did prepare. Denied and complied, many seemed to not care. No comment about their Messiah to die. He did dare. Amen. I'm Tom Shokruz-Williams. It's April 12th, 2023. I'm recording this morning at 4:58 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Closing today, thinking about my good friend John and his love of Jesus. My brother-in-law, Johnny, in his honor, we close in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you. Remember the name of Jesus and keep him by your side. Amen. We love you.